Yeah, we're ready.
All right. I commence the April 17, 2018 meeting at 6:36. All right. Item two, roll call. Shruti?
Here.
Rhea?
Here.
Mega? Elise?
Here.
Raj? Rahul?
Here.
Vanila?
Here.
Himadri?
Here.
David? Akash?
Here.
Heidi?
Here.
Shannon?
Here.
Jenna, here. Manoj?
Here.
Yash?
Here.
Amritha?
Here.
Sarah?
Here.
Kuhu?
Here.
Nikita?
Here.
All right. Item three, special items and announcements. Do we have anything? Nope. Okay. Item four, public comment or written communication. At this time, those in the audience are encouraged to address the teen council on any item not already included on today's agenda. If possible, comments should not exceed 5 minutes. If this is not considered sufficient time to address the issue, please arrange with the secretary to have that item placed on the agenda for a future committee meeting. Yes, Commissioner Kennison Lee?
Yes. Commissioner Matsumoto has assured me she will be timing me to make sure I do not exceed the requisite number of minutes. But I'm sure you told them that, Jen, that today is the Volunteer Appreciation Day for Teen Council. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's why you're getting the snacks and stuff. But I just wanted to be here because Teen Council is near and dear to my heart, and I wanted to thank you guys for all of your service. I know as a mom how busy you guys are. I mean, and it's hard to fit this stuff in, even though, you know, we say, can you fit it in? And you do it. I know it's hard, and I know it's especially during finals and stuff, it's a juggling act. So we wanted to, I think I speak for Commissioner Matsumoto when I say how proud we have been at each of the Parks Commission meetings, hearing your chair give the report on what you guys have done. Because this year compared to last year, and I know there was a whole different dynamic with returning teen council members, but you guys hit the ground running so much faster this year and really brought the program back to center where it needs to be and hopefully moving forward. But I just wanted to say, great job, guys. We're really proud of you. And you know, anywhere I go where I can say, yeah, we have a teen council, we have a high functioning teen council that we're really proud of, I take that opportunity because you guys really are important in terms of giving a teen voice, an audience, you know, giving us a teen voice, because there's so many initiatives in this community where I know Renee, Commissioner Matsumoto and I really make a conscious effort to say, have you asked the teens? And then, I mean, even recently there was a diversity task force meeting. Nikita, you were there and
no.
Right?
No, I couldn't make it that day.
No, no, the first one.
Oh, the very the first one.
And there was another person in
jail. David's not here.
Yeah, anyway, but you guys were like one of the highlights of the diversity meeting in terms of your contributions. And Nikita, you told a great and analogous story. It was awesome. And so I just want you guys to feel validated and feel really important in this community. So that's why I didn't need to be here, but I wanted to be here because you guys need to know that you guys make a difference, okay? So thank you for all your efforts. Now I shall leave you to your own devices. No, just kidding.
Wait, you have 3 minutes.
No, I know.
I never heard you speak so short.
But you guys really done a great job. So thank you for all your efforts and good luck with whatever your next journey is, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner.
All right, do we have any other public comment? No? Okay. Item five, approval of minutes. 5.1 minutes of March 20th, 2018, special meeting. Do I have a motion?
I move to approve the minutes of the March 20th special meeting.
Do I have a second?
I second the motion.
All right, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Okay, so we have 3 people missing, but so it'd be 16, 030?
Yeah.
Okay. Alrighty. So the minutes of March 20th, 2018 special meeting pass with a motion from Shannon and a second by Heidi. Okay, 5.2 minutes of March 20th, 2018 regular meeting. Do I have a motion?
I move to approve the March 20th regular meeting.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor? Say aye. Sorry.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? All right. Were you there at the meeting?
Okay, do I have to abstain since I wasn't there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So it would be.
So it'd be for the other one too.
Yeah. So would it be 13? 15-031. 15-031 for 5.1 and the same for 5.2, 15-031 with Shannon moving it and Vanilla seconding. All right. Item 6, committee business, 6.1, discussion and approval of canceling June 19th, 2018 meeting. Do I have a motion? Or do we have to discuss it?
You guys don't want to come to Arizona?
I was thinking about it, but.
I feel like we really need it.
Really? I would strongly disagree. Thank you for the insight.
So typically with the new school district schedule and last year, it kind of shifted things up a bit. So that's why in the bylaws it states that you guys meet August through June. It's just because in the past you guys still had meetings in June and you were still around for school. So the last couple years the meeting in June has been canceled because you guys are no longer in school. A lot of people are gone on vacation those first few weeks, so there just wouldn't be a quorum. So
later on we could change that in the bylaws? Would we do that?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, I would think it would be a good thing that, you know.
So we don't have to keep canceling it.
Yeah. So
okay.
For this one, you can cancel it.
Okay.
Just because historically we haven't had enough members present.
Yeah. Do we have a motion?
I move to cancel the meeting of June 19th, 2018.
Second?
I second.
Whoa. Who? Google? Oh, yeah.
Wait, I'm not sure if alternates are allowed to.
Oh, no?
Oh, because there are people absent today.
I think Shannon did it, though.
Shannon? Yeah. Okay. Sounds good. You've been nominated. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Okay, so is it 16-030? Alrighty. 6.2, approval of the 2017-18 Teen Council Annual Report. Do I have to present it now, or?
Did everybody review it?
Mm-hmm. Then I don't have
really?
To present it?
No. Yeah. I don't believe you guys again. We're gonna throw little things in there next time, like trying to trick you. I think if you just go over, as long as everybody read through their things, obviously we shortened some of the subcommittee reports and adjusted them to be more to the point, or talk about things that were really relevant this year. The other thing, we didn't really adjust too much. You may want to look at, as long as you guys reviewed it, this is what you're going to present. If you guys want to add any changes, we still can, and you can approve it with those changes. You might look at the suggestions for next year, because those were adjusted a little bit, but.
I actually have a question about the report.
Yep.
So for last year, the programming subcommittee, the actual report included senior tech days, but I noticed this year it kind of gone over to another subsection of volunteering service or volunteering activity. I'm not sure if that was a new section that was added this year.
No, senior tech days is still part of the
population. Oh, okay, because it was in the programming subcommittee report last year.
Who oversaw?
This year, public relations did a valid this still one.
Okay.
Did anyone see any changes or anything they needed to add or wanted to add? Did we want to add numbers?
I mean, we could put numbers in. I think because last year they tried to, one of their goals was to expand it, like the number of days, so that's why they're more specific with it. Whereas this year it was like expanding locations.
Okay.
But if they were, they
might want to add that.
Yeah. I think numbers sound impressive. So.
His name is very impressive numbers.
We had one.
So there were four at the El Paso Senior Community Center and two at Valley Vista.
Mm-hmm.
So six total. Okay. And that was in
And we don't put it in the report where the seniors are, like who the seniors are and where they're going, right? In the like written report? Okay.
It wasn't in the last year.
Okay.
But Raj put it in the verbal.
Yeah.
The presentation.
Yeah. So if you guys are.
It was on a slide, but it wasn't in.
Yeah. You put it in the slide.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we don't put it in the.
Yeah. So if you're a senior and you haven't given me a picture or where you're going, you guys should do that.
I sent that group text out.
Yeah.
The seniors. Mm-hmm. I hope your seniors are. But she always is last year's grade, so I'm assuming everybody that was in 11th is now in 12th. Only two people responded. So if you didn't respond to me, please respond to me or let Jenna know so we can add it on. Because one of the last slides at the presentation for both Parks Commission and City Council will be who the seniors are and recognizing where you're going to school.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't feel comfortable for some reason sharing that information, that's fine. Just let us know so we're not just waiting on it.
It's cool to see your face up on a big screen. So that's always a bonus.
And I will take pictures that we have and just like crop them down to you.
Yeah, you don't want those. All right, so besides adding the amount of day or number of senior tech days we had, was there anything else? No? Okay, so do I have a motion to approve it as amended?
I move to approve the annual report for 2017-18 with the proposed amendments.
Do I have a second?
I second. I second that motion.
All in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed? Any abstentions? Passes 16-0-3-0. Moved by Rhea, second by Akash. Awesome. Okay. 6.3, review and recommend amendments to the Teen Council bylaws. I recommend that we get rid of the June meeting and have the term from August to what, April?
Oh, yeah, I got it.
Oh, sorry. Oh, sorry. Can we shorten it more?
All right. So the recommended action today is to review the Teen Council bylaws and provide recommendations to staff. Some background, all city San Ramon advisory committee bylaws serve to ensure committees
words are hard.
Are consistent and organized in a similar fashion in the areas of charge, memberships, organization, officers, and powers. These bylaws assist the various city committees in clearly defining the role and purview of the committees and subcommittees. As needed, advisory committees may review and recommend changes to their bylaws in an effort to increase committee efficiency as well as reflect the community for which they serve. At the March 20th, 2018 Teen Council meeting, members expressed interest in reviewing and recommending amendments to the bylaws. According to Article 8, Amendment Section A, any proposed amendment to the bylaws must be approved by a majority vote of the council, the commission, and ratified by the city council. So we attached with your packet the actual bylaws from your binder. So hopefully you're already familiar with them. If not, I hope you reviewed them. And so what we would like to do today is talk about some just ideas. Really nothing's gonna happen until next year because we would need a subcommittee and it's just a really lengthy, lengthy process. So we'd have a couple meetings with the subcommittee going back and forth with revisions, and then it would go to team council. Eventually it would go to Parks Commission for approval, and then city council. So it typically takes about a year. So that's why today we're just trying to get some ideas, and that way moving into next year we have a better idea of like how to really hit the ground running with the bylaws.
Can I? I would like to not have the June meeting, so shorten the term from August to May.
Okay.
Can we have like multiple ideas of what revisions we made, and those will all be discussed in the same subcommittee?
Mm-hmm. So these bylaws are already on the schedule for our director to start reviewing them in the fall. Mm-hmm. So at that point, we will take some of your suggestions, and that will be the start of the conversation as to, okay, what can we do, what do we want to do, and move forward. So this is kind of an open forum. You can, basically, what is going to be the most difficult to change is any of your charge. Okay, the charge, the structure, how it's formatted, all of that between all of the commissions, councils are all the same. So those pieces aren't going to necessarily be really easy, if possible, to change. However, reducing the length of the term based on the school year, that's pretty straightforward. There was some discussion, I think last time, about potentially changing the chair into a progressive term, being vice chair to chair. One of the ideas last meeting was also that the vice chair oversaw the ambassador program. So remember, yeah. those are the ones that I remember last time when this came, last meeting when this started coming up. So I think that's all I remember.
Something else that you may look at is the amount of teen council members, also whether they're residents or non-residents, or what schools they attend. So right now, anyone can apply for teen council. It doesn't matter if they go to school in San Ramon or not, or live in San Ramon or not. There is a max of 2 positions that are non-residents, but we had applicants that go to Monta Vista and live in Danville. So it's just things like that to make sure you're reviewing and looking at.
So I know that the Parks Commissioners brought it up that maybe it would be an interesting idea if the teen council term was 2 years, so they can get more done. You know, I feel like a year, you are just now starting to get the hang of it, and then you can really start to make a change the second year. So I don't know, maybe look into a 2-year term. With the people from, like, how many applications did we get from Monta Vista and stuff like that?
I don't see them all. I just know, and I don't know really if she did end up applying, but I had a lot of questions about it.
Yeah.
If they could apply. It's really in the bylaws, it doesn't say they can't, so.
I don't know if it's, like, a big enough issue that we're getting tons of people outside of San Ramon applying for teen council, but I don't know who really applied.
We don't.
Yeah.
No, sorry, I think the thought process was you have teens from other areas now becoming the voice of teens in San Ramon.
Yeah.
You guys are their voice. You guys determine, you know, you advise the Parks and Community Service Department and the city on teen-related issues or ideas and stuff. So.
Yeah. I think when it comes to issues, of course, the San Ramon residents would be better to discuss that, but also I think getting an outside voice could give us perspective, and I don't know, I don't necessarily feel like we should limit it because we don't have that many to start off with, that I believe, because most people that make it on the council are from like Cal High or Doherty.
Yeah, and there is the max, you can only have 2 non-residents.
Yeah, so there's already a cap on it. What else, anyone?
So basically in our subcommittee for on length, we talked about, I know you said it was kind of hard, but we talked about the charge in Article 4, Section A. We were thinking of adding like an 8th point to talk about us being able to create events. And I mean, Raj had the exact wording of what we wanted to say, but, and he's not really here, but it was something along the lines of creating and implementing a solution and creating events.
I think that would be interesting to look into. I know that we used to hold events like the cyberbullying movie showing. I think that.
But that's not you guys holding the event.
Yeah.
You partnered with someone who was holding the event. So there's a difference. There's always a workaround. Do you guys really want to be in charge of something where if it goes wrong, it's on you guys? Or do you want to partner with a group who's going to potentially take charge of the event and make sure that it works, and you guys get to put your name on it, and you guys, this might sound wrong, but ride the coattails of somebody else and help them put on a great event. There's a difference between partnering and actually doing it yourselves. Because to do it yourselves takes a lot more time than you guys are already investing. So just think about that before you say, hey, we want to start putting on events.
Yeah.
Everything big that Teen Council has done has been in partnership with the library.
Yeah, I think that's, it's good to have a partnership. I just, those events, they were already going to happen with or without us, right?
No.
They were like, we made
Teen
them.
Teen Council reached out to all those organizations and partnered with them. So they would come to the subcommittee meetings and help create it together.
Yeah. Because like from reference, like what we do now, we kind of just volunteer at those things. So they've already been created and planned. So I just think what we want, and I don't know if I'm saying it wrong, but if we were able to be in the planning process and like get our ideas out there type of thing, I don't know.
They definitely planned it with us. So Teen Council had the idea, like, hey, why don't we work on, we need an event. So Behind the Orange Curtain, does anybody know what that movie is? It's about prescription drug abuse. So Behind the Orange Curtain, Teen Council thought like, hey, we want to put on an event that addresses prescription drug abuse because it's becoming more prevalent in San Ramon. Because you have all the studying drugs and all the things that are becoming more, they're just around more with teens. And then it, you know, spirals down into heroin addiction, all these things. So all of that is increasing in the area. So Teen Council wanted to address that. So they reached out to April Rivera's group, who's the prescription drug abuse, NCA, really long name. So they reached out to her and she said, who had already been working on things like that, and they and said like, well, if you have this movie, like, could we show it in San Ramon? So then April's group and Teen Council met continuously and they planned the whole thing together. But really they had that other organization to partner with and help them put on a successful event. So they were involved in all the planning and everything. The smoking ordinance, Teen Council was involved in all the planning of that. And they worked side by side with the city attorney and the Parks and Community Service Department to put that together, get the signage and everything like that as well. So I think it's really just getting the legwork done and trying and like really reaching out to those organizations and things. There's nothing stopping you guys from doing it. It's just finding the organizations to partner with. They're not just gonna like come along. You guys have to actually like seek it out. So there's nothing saying that you can't do that.
You just have to have the right idea in advance what group would you be able to partner with.
When Teen Council was putting on these events, were the bylaws the same at that time?
Okay. Yeah. So what I think, I mean, this is my first year on Teen Council, right? So when I came in, I really didn't know that we could plan events or like what exactly we could do. So, I mean, like the bylaws are kind of specific. So I think if we add like some kind of tag along of being able to plan events, that doesn't necessarily mean that we still can't partner with events. And maybe I do realize like right now we don't plan, we don't have as much experience in the planning of these kind of events. So we really don't know exactly, like, I know it's a lot of time and a lot of effort that most of us probably don't have, but if it's there, then it probably, if we have like a bylaw that states that we can plan events, maybe it'll encourage newer members or older members to actually take the initiative to go find events, and maybe we can still partner and then grow Teen Council to a point at which it can be like its own standalone thing.
Yeah, I just don't think that they would approve that. So really that's something that you guys need to put into your goals, you know what I mean? And like, so that way you're providing the next term's group, like the solid information, like, okay, so here's some events that we've thought of, or like here's some groups that we've researched, or, you know, that may address those issues. Like, that's more of like in your goals versus the whole charge of the teen council.
Under point A on charges
versus
advisory. Yes, like
that's
it
what
is.
You're trying
yeah.
to say.
Do you know like why the teen council like minimized the amount of events that we like partner with other organizations?
There's nothing minimizing it, it's the members themselves. So, I mean,
well, the movie showing wasn't very successful.
The movie showing wasn't very successful.
Yeah.
But teen council didn't really advertise it as much, and mm-hmm. also it's hard for us to know what's going on, so it was the same night as like water polo or like all these things
yeah.
that we don't necessarily know. There can be challenges with like facility availability and things like that, but really it's up to the teen council what they're doing. It's not a restriction
so
by us, but
so I know that Himadri, what was that organization that wanted to partner with us for the Rest the Stress event?
Yeah, so it's this nonprofit called Art of Living, and
yeah.
I've been working with them for many years.
Yeah.
And they were totally willing to partner with us for like,
and,
a Rest the Stress thing.
Yeah, and we just didn't know where to go from there.
Yeah,
I think yeah. that was the thing that was holding us back, not the fact that we didn't find someone or
mm-hmm.
we weren't willing to do a partnership, but we didn't know where to go from there.
Were they gonna fund it or provide space? Like, there's all the things you gotta think of, like, so do you have a facility? Parks and Community Services, maybe that wasn't approved, but maybe there are other organizations or the school district or something
mm-hmm.
that could provide the space. You also have the liability issues, like who has the insurance, who's gonna provide the funding for it? Because even though you have that organization, you still have all those other pieces.
So you have to go through all of those things with every organization?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I mean, for each event, it's gonna be different, but
mm-hmm.
it's like, just because we, the Parks and Community Services Department, didn't have the funding to do it this year, or just wasn't feasible with our budget plan this year, that doesn't mean it's no. Like, there's other avenues you guys can explore.
Yeah.
So,
and
it's always like, you don't want to take no for an answer. You know,
mm-hmm.
you guys got to be persistent too.
Yeah, I think that could help be eliminated if the term was 2 years, because
mm-hmm.
that seems like a very long process, but
yeah.
it wouldn't be so daunting if we knew we had more time.
Yes, and every large event that Teen Council's done or big project is then a 2 year
yeah,
project.
Yeah, exactly.
Every project that they've done. So they used to plan the movie the whole year. It would take a long time. And then the next year is when it would actually get implemented, like,
mm-hmm.
and it would be in the spring. So really they had a year and a half of planning.
And they talked about with the 2 year thing, it being like a rotational
mm-hmm.
thing.
Yeah, so when
so
everybody
I just wanted to
like
put that out there. Yeah.
And then the other half.
Mm-hmm.
And then if for some reason things came up with other committees, typically, if something comes up and you have to withdraw or resign or anything like that, there is the wait list and
yeah,
so you
yeah.
can fill the positions. But
I think the 2 year term would be a really good idea.
I like it too. It makes sense.
So would the option for seniors be like the wait list? Off of the wait list and put them in for a 2 year term?
I think at that point you would apply as like a junior, but you could, like, so Pleasanton's teen council, they are selected by the mayor, but they have 2 year terms, but it's like they do middle school as well, but it's usually like freshman, sophomore, junior, senior, or you
mm-hmm.
could do sophomore, junior, but they could probably, if you are a junior, just fill the position. And that's why we have our alternate positions as well. So we didn't really have any movement this year, but in the past we've had members resign for whatever reasons, and then we just fill them with the alternate positions. And then they've already been in the know of everything and
mm-hmm.
gone to the meetings, and so it's a smooth transition.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's a good idea too, because sometimes something that happens is one teen council for a particular year will be passionate about a certain project, and when it gets recommended for next year and like they're halfway through the process, the next year's teen council will be new and not know what it is and won't be as passionate about it.
Mm-hmm.
So usually those projects are just continued to like the teen
town hall
meeting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I think that would solve that problem as well. So I think
mm-hmm.
that would be a good idea.
And I think the vice chair should be in charge of the ambassadors. Did anyone have any other suggestions?
What do you guys think about like the vice chair shifting into the chair position? So like that.
If we have a 2-year thing.
So then they're learning and shadowing and then like taking over the next.
I think that could be cool.
So the chair position wouldn't necessarily be 2 years. They'd be vice chair for a year and then chair for a year.
I like it.
Yeah.
But then what would happen to the first year chair? Like what would they do in their second year?
They would be done.
Be a member?
They were 2 years already.
Yeah, so they're vice chair for a year and then they transition to chair. So then you get that chance to kind of shadow and you're not like thrown into it. Jenna's been around a few years.
Yeah.
Like Roz was new to Teen Council last year.
Continuity. Continuity.
Yeah.
Continuity.
Yeah.
Continuity.
Yeah.
Continuity.
Yeah.
Continuity.
Yeah.
Continuity.
Yeah.
So then like whoever is vice chair is like almost guaranteed to become chair next year.
That is true, yes. They would be appointed to a 2-year term going from vice chair to chair. Okay.
They would just be interviewing for a vice chair now. Yeah. Okay. I think that could be cool.
Right. The only problem I see with that is that with the system we have now, we know who's going to be the chair because they've been on the board, or usually they've been on the board before, and then we got to see their work ethic and we've seen how they do things, and that's part of the reason why we elect them to be the vice president, and then
vice chair.
Right, so they would go through the same process as the chair. They would have to interview.
So we wouldn't choose them anymore.
No.
Okay. That makes sense.
City council would be.
Could we maybe alter the vice chair interview process so that first they interview for the opportunity to become a vice chair, and then the team council can vote on it for those people who are going to be going into their second year, or, the next year.
It would still be in the city council's hands at that point.
But I like this 2-year thing. This is sounding really cool.
Instead of the vice chair 2-year thing, is there a way we can make it mandatory for the chair to have 1 year of experience?
Instead of doing it 2 year, they just have to have at least that 1 year.
That could be interesting.
The only issue I see with that is I think the year, actually, I don't know if this is true, but suppose there's a year that no one with experience applies.
The year that I came on to Teen Council, we didn't know what the heck we were doing. We had 4 returning members, the rest were new. So it was a really big learning curve type of thing.
So to be honest, guys, that's where you guys could come up with, hey, look, no more than 50% can be new people. You can suggest only the board can only turn over 50%. If we get 50% of people wanting to return, guess what? They get to return. You can also go no more than 50% from any one high school, so that at some miraculous year, we get everybody from Cal High or everybody from Doherty. You can also go no more than 50% or no more than whatever percent, these are just numbers I'm throwing out, should be underclassmen or should be upperclassmen. There's numbers of ways. You can go down and say, you know what? X number of people need to be drama. X number of people need to play sports. X number of people need to be musicians. X number of people, you could do all sorts of suggestions to have a very well-rounded teen council.
We could go crazy.
At that point, we're going to have to go out and find those people to apply to be on the team council. But if you start with upperclassmen, lowerclassmen, the 2 different high schools, those may be things you should consider because it will help keep the board or the council representing the city. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like cities that have they have supervisors of different sections of the city. Like San Francisco has 5 or, I don't know how many supervisors they have, but each supervisor has a district of the city. It's kind of just splitting up San Ramon into 2 sides and saying, hey, look, we need to be well represented from both sides. We can't be completely lopsided on any given year.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, there's lots of ways lots of ideas that you guys should think of. This is not something to be taken lightly. I mean, you can see how many times this has been done since 94. It's actually more than I thought it would have been. But this is not a process that anybody outside this room wants to do more than once every handful of years. Okay, mm-hmm. So if you've got ideas, this is the time to get them out on the table. Okay.
Yeah, I think it's important to have representation from both high schools because, you know, I know one year we had, I think, 3 or 4 from Cal High, and it was really difficult. Yeah, yeah, it was really difficult to get the word across to Cal High, but Doherty was, like, fine with their, like, publicizing things. So I don't know if it necessarily needs to be 50% because I think there are, like, great candidates that would be missing out just because we need people from Cal High, you know? It's hard because you're going to miss out on people that deserve it just because they go to a different school that we already have enough people from. I don't know.
And I think we have the ambassador program to help with that kind of representation.
That's like,
so that might help alleviate the problem so we don't have to create that barrier for applicants who might be mm-hmm. very well qualified.
Yeah, I think that concerning the age range and getting all of the high school teens represented, I think the ambassador program is really helping to bring 8th graders in and 9th graders to apply for teen council. So I don't know if we necessarily have to look at age ranges, but school-wise, I think we should definitely look into that.
Maybe if we consider doing like no more than 12 from each school. That way, there's still a good amount of candidates that like will get the opportunity to be a part of the council, but it's not like lopsided in any one way. Like 12 is just a random number that I threw out, but it kind of makes sense because if there's like 19 members, then there's like 7 from one school no matter what. Or actually not necessarily because there's multiple high schools.
I just don't think it's like, I don't know, it's possible to like separate or decide whether someone gets on based on their school. And I understand like the different problems about like there's too many from one school and whatnot, but technically the same, you're approaching the same problem in the same way because you're still getting that mixed representation because you're forcing like the 6 groups or that 7 number of kids from a certain school and they might not totally be qualified, yet we still need to have like, we've already blocked a certain number, so like those people who are on the board might not be as qualified as if we would have a couple more from another school. That sort of makes sense.
When I think about it, and you say qualified, I know that I said that, but what does that mean, qualified? What? Yeah, because I think someone that's not necessarily considered qualified could bring new perspective to teen council.
Yeah, you don't need to have the best GPA or do the most, have the most AP classes or whatever the case may
yeah.
be.
Yeah, I was thinking about it. I was like, oh man, like
you want those people that
you
are
need
sports,
you need that variety of people. Yeah,
or you know, so you have a different
perspective. Well, qualifications can also mean like passion for your city. So like
mm-hmm.
These might see people. They might not have the best GPA, but when they go to their interview, they're very passionate about it. And then the people choosing might be like, oh, they're really passionate, but oh, we've already hit that limit. So you might just have to pick them off because, you know, they're not good, like, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I see what you're saying, yeah.
And to like go off of that, if you have like less applications from another school, like I know that happened with the ambassador program for sure for some of the middle schools, like you don't want to choose someone because you're obligated to, it should be because of whether or not you're passionate. So maybe it can be something that, I guess this isn't what we really do, is the people who like elect the teen council people can keep it in mind of what school they're from, but it shouldn't be a factor, in an important factor in how they like.
It could be one of, just like all of you guys go through an application process to get in schools, so there are certain parts of the application that are weighted heavier than others. So just so you know, the application process is being reviewed next year. That is out of your purview, it's out of our purview. So we don't need to discuss it, but just so you know, it's going to be looked at prior to it going out for the next term, just so you know, okay? But I mean, that could be something that, you know, if you like this type of thing that you say, hey, that should go into the application, and if the application has a weighted system, then it could be a factor, but not as great as whatever. Right, exactly.
10% put into the
right
consideration type of thing.
Right, it's not as heavy as the oral interview itself.
Yeah. Speaking of that, I know that for this year, our applications, I think they said 30 or 39 were rejected before they even hit the interviews. Mm-hmm. And I get that they were so specific and they really needed to cut those back when we had 144 applicants, but I don't know. I feel like an interview is such a great opportunity to learn and grow. And I feel like people should be able to have that opportunity. I don't know, maybe we could put a cap on how many interviews they can take. I don't know. It's just
so the interview process and the application process will be reviewed next year.
Sorry.
It's all good. That's all other people's hands.
Yeah.
Okay? As much as that sounds wonderful, our commissioners
mm-hmm.
have very valuable time.
Yeah.
And 60 times 20 minutes is a lot of minutes for them just to.
Is 20 minutes long?
They spend, they can't, well, just for the applicants this year, it was 3 days of interviews, just for the ones that got through. So that's why when they had 140, they're spending like weeks interviewing everybody.
Yeah.
That's where it came into play. Now, if they look at different, not that we can say anything or do anything or decide, but if they look at the way the application's worded or.
But that's not in our bylaws.
That's
got
just
it.
Not our.
Yeah. So commissioners.
Scratch
but
that.
They know. I mean, they've been listening to you guys for 2 years.
We've been wanting to look at you.
Yeah. We know that the application process needs to be reviewed as well as the questions.
Okay. I just want to make sure to get it out there. I didn't know where it was supposed to go.
Yeah.
And then, so
appreciate it. And you'll reiterate next time at the commissioners meeting that you've had this, you know, conversation. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure all the commissioners will.
Yeah.
Just like your guys' bylaw process is long, so is theirs. So that whole mm-hmm. process, you know, as it gets reviewed, that's why we can't do it all the time because it is very time consuming. But that's why we're looking at ours in line with theirs, trying to like package it all and send it on mm-hmm. Next year. Is there anything else you guys noticed? Your numbers are good.
I don't know if this belongs in the bylaws,
mm-hmm.
and I don't know if this is something that everyone wants, but I was thinking that maybe like we can make it a requirement for the council, like leadership teams, like the subcommittee chairs and then the chair and the vice chair, to have like a quarterly meeting or something to just like.
Mm-hmm. Like with the schools?
No,
we don't. Oh, right. It could be with the schools too.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, well, something like that's that. Definitely something like I can take note of and we can implement next year, like figuring out a way to do that,
right.
Just keep the communication like more open.
That's more of an operational
versus
bylaw.
Right.
But it's helpful.
Good, yeah.
I don't know if this is like a bylaw thing, but I remember at the like special meeting that we had last month, I mentioned how like it would be really beneficial if the team council had a liaison to the district.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, would that be in the bylaws, or is that just something we do?
I think it
we
is.
Put it in your goals.
Mm-hmm. I think that is.
Yeah, we looked at this.
Because it says that we would have a commissioner and a police officer. And I've seen it somewhere.
Mm-hmm. I think it's over here. Staff liaison, standard appointed liaison to the city. And the membership will attend meetings and provide input to inside issues pertaining to teams.
Alright, everybody search. Whoever finds it first, it's picky.
Oh! Can't find it.
It's Article 5, Section B. I get a pick. One liaison from the Parks and Community Services Commission, Santa Ramon Police, and City Council. So we could look into having a district, whether the district attends ours or we have, or it goes both ways. So that's a good idea.
I know that Jen has mentioned like that it's important that we're at city events, and how like a few years ago Teen Council was always like present at the different volunteering events and stuff. And so something we could look into is under Article 5A, when they talk about like the requirements of volunteer hours, if we have to do 8 hours a month, maybe making it so that at least 4 of those hours need to be from Teen Council events.
I don't think we have enough hours to consistently do that.
But it could be city hours or like teen, because right now, like I would say this year, and there wasn't too much going on as there has been in past years, I would say 80% of the hours were outside of Teen Council. Like
an hour and a half to 2 hours from the meetings, and then your liaison meeting. So I think at most it would be like, or I mean your subcommittee meeting, so it would be like your liaison meeting and then maybe like senior tech day.
Yeah.
But even if that's like stretching it, I guess like we're all City Lights volunteers, so that's like another
option. There's still like Parks Make Life Better every month, and there's, you know, even with the Argument Festival that we'll talk about later, there's tons of volunteer opportunities there besides what we're doing. Or there's community events at the theater, or, you know, so I think that's a good point.
Yeah, I think that's a good way to make sure that we're getting out there in our community.
I like the idea, but the thing I would like maybe alter it, because like some people are busy particular months, maybe do it on a span of the entire term, so we make sure like throughout the entire term you have a total of this amount of hours, and if it's like the 4 hours per month, you can still make it that just over the span of the entire term, so then it would be easier for them to find the time in their schedule to go to those events. Does that sort of make sense?
So it's more flexible.
Yeah, because so, like I know some people are like super busy 1 month, and then another month they're like, I have nothing to do.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Good. Anyone else?
Just a question, but is there like a rule where you can't like reapply for like chair of Teen Council? Or like, if you do it 1 year, like you can't do chair another year?
No, it can be the same person. Okay. You just, each year, currently the process is each year you have to reapply to be on Teen Council, and then once those members have been selected, then they'll send out the chair applications, so you would just have to go through that whole process again.
Okay. All right.
And be selected.
And be selected.
It's not an automatic.
No, yeah.
You apply and you're in.
I think those are good.
All right.
Good ideas to take forward. Thank you,
guys. Well, once gone, twice sold. Okay. 6.4 programming report, Rhea.
So the main thing that the programming subcommittee worked on this month was finalizing the She's All That activity. So we have the budget out. Jen, I have sent it to you. I don't know if you've got the email.
Yes.
Okay. So we have the budget. I think the only thing we have to do now is really to execute it, because She's All That is in like 1.5 weeks at this point. And yeah, that's pretty much.
On the 28th, right?
On the 28th.
Mm-hmm. Oh, can you send us the... Yeah, they approved it. Oh, can you send us the final version of the presentation?
Oh, sure.
You guys approved it with the changes. You approved it with those changes, but we just need the changes on.
Right. I thought I sent that. Okay, I can send it again.
Can you? It's never gone up to our director to actually look at it.
Okay, so. I will send it then.
Yeah, that'd be great. Thank
you. All right.
We can talk about it now, but do we want to involve the teen ambassadors in the volunteering part of the show?
Yeah, how many people can we have, or... We could, if there's enough people, we could probably do like rotations through the stations type of thing. Like the main people from Teen Council would stay there to, you know, facilitate the presentation. But if the ambassadors wanted to help with the activity and the icebreakers, we could shift them out after the three stations, you know, like one every station type of thing.
Sorry, I'm trying to look at. It's up to you guys what you guys feel like you need. I mean, Jenna, you did it last year. What do you think?
I think it helps to walk around, and if the girls need help with the activity, or, you know, if they want to just talk. I know that a lot of the girls ask questions about high school and how it all works, do you have enough time to get to class and stuff like that. So if they have people there that they can look up to, or even like peers from the ambassador program that they need to confide in. I don't know. I think it'd be cool. I don't think we'll have too many, especially since only girls go to this. But yeah, I think the ambassador should definitely come to it and help.
I would think if you utilize the older ambassadors, the high school ambassadors, probably more.
So reach out to Cal and Doherty, mm-hmm. ambassadors. Okay. Who are the liaisons for Cal and Doherty? You guys can do that.
When yeah? is she all that?
It's 20, April 20th. Yeah. From what?
Yeah. Like, do you guys need more team counselor people?
I mean, as long as we don't go over quorum, I think we're fine. We should be able to have you guys come. I think we have, like, you, all of us are, I think yeah. Janet can't come, so that's four already. So as long as you don't go over.
I'm coming at the end. So that I think we could have, like,
nine.
So it's going to be.
You just can't talk business. Sure. Everybody can be there. You just can't sit around like this and try making a decision or anything like that.
Got it.
So it's from like 10 to 1:45. So in the past we've had two shifts, or you can have the same ones. It just depends on how many people.
I thought we had three stations or like shifts last year.
No, we only had two workshops.
Only two?
Last year we had two. I don't know what you guys did volunteer-wise because I don't think I was here yet. Hmm.
There was only two presentations last year.
Yeah.
Two.
There's
two workshops.
Yeah. Last year. I don't know if you split it into like three shifts.
We didn't split it into shifts.
You can do it from like 10 to 12 and 12 to 2. I mean, it just depends on how much time mm-hmm. you guys need to clean up and stuff. That two should give you way a lot of time.
So, yeah. So just let them know those shifts and they can sign up if they want to. And should they just tell you which ambassadors are coming, Jen? Or should they tell Rita?
Do you guys know which teen council members are gonna be there?
I can't go.
Do you want me to, here, pass this around. Oh, well, okay. One side's Art and Wind Festival, one side she's all that.
Okay.
Of the papers. So, for right now, just sign up for She's All That.
Okay.
Don't lose the paper.
Are we going to do it like in two shifts then?
I mean, it's up to you guys. Do you guys want to do it in two shifts or do you want to have like...
I think the teen council should do it for the whole time and the ambassadors do the shifts. Yeah. That would be
wonderful. Can you send the presentation tonight?
Yeah. So I had my email that I sent in like February, so I'm not sure what happened.
It's all Jen's fault.
Did you send it with the changes yes. that were made during the meeting?
Yes.
Technology's hard. Yeah. All right, so well, that's being passed around. We'll go to 6.5 community outreach report. Raj, are you gonna do it for him?
Yeah. So awesome. Basically, what we talked about is like partnering with an organization, and it's for an event that's similar to Teen Town Hall, but not exactly, and it could be a lot cooler, I think. So it was based off of something from Amrita's old school people back in New York, and something that Cupertino does called the Pizza and Politics. So we're kind of discussing on like what to do exactly for that. It's like you bring in, probably to talk about registering to vote and talk a little bit about politics, but not like super a lot.
So it's not like so it's politics, it's more like
discussing maybe we can bring like council members or like
we could do like boba tea and teens or something, you know. Kids love that tapioca.
We can ask them about it and maybe try to get like some people that we can like pose questions to, pre-plan post questions, and then maybe to get teens more involved in like what's going on with their city and what's going on in government in general.
Could you start more like local?
Okay.
I don't
It might be better just someone not in our city.
We thought it would appeal more politics. Like if it was someone, a big name or a bigger name.
Not on election year.
You know.
And we also thought it would be like a good idea, like, because I think if you're 16 or older, you can pre-register to vote. So rather than making like a political thing, we thought like it could just encourage teens to get involved in like government and like.
Because I'm thinking like more like here's what teen council does, and here's like kind of mini government one, but like you know like really missed on, and then bring somebody in.
I went to Dublin's ball and they were catered. They had like boba tea there, and it was really good.
What was the one we saw? Who was with me when we? It was the hot chocolate. Is anybody there for that? Chocolate and something. And they do it in the mornings. No, it's not. It's the students. They do it at Dublin and one of the other high schools. And it's similar to that. So instead of like pizza or anything, it's like they have a table in the morning with hot chocolate and.
I know
Boulder
does that.
But it's like in the morning as teens are parking in the parking lot, they, you know, it's they come by and get hot chocolate and then it's like.
Oh, like cocoa and carpool or something.
Yes, that.
Mm-hmm.
What is it? Cocoa and carpool.
Mm-hmm.
But then it like brings them by the table so they can like. Dump information.
Just be like, hi, have you heard about
whatever
this?
The case is, or whatever information they need from them are different things. But.
Boba tea and teens.
Well, we do a survey though to see the interest in it. Because I remember for the teen job fair, they had a little session where it was just teen council and they could come meet us and then you could talk and see if you're interested or if you're curious about anything of the government, and then no one came. Except for one person who was looking for directions.
So that's why we thought like bigger names would attract more people.
But it just something.
All right, is that it? Thank you. 6.6 public relations report, Heidi.
So since we didn't get our business like partnership to get on the agenda, we just kind of like had to go. And we were just looking, reviewing like the things that we've kind of done this year, and then we went over the annual report.
All right, awesome.
So we were talking a little bit about that because the agenda had already been done at that point. So, and I talked to one of the groups about it. So if you guys want to do things like that, like partner with EDAC or do those things, it's something that you need to bring to Teen Council first to vote on before you move forward with it. So like if you want to go present EDAC with a letter, like reaching out to them, like bring the letter to us so we can get it on the agenda and get it in the packet and get it approved. But then we were also talking about how that could be something that next year's Teen Council works on, with working on discounts with local businesses or promotions with local businesses for teens, and Teen Council takes it on as a project on their own. Like, I mean, potentially with EDAC or different things, but, and then Keith and I are talking about those discount cards, and somebody said you guys still get them. Do you guys get discount cards you can buy at the beginning of the year or whatever, and it like gives you discounts at different businesses in the area?
There's like, I know there's like punch cards, so if you like buy a certain amount of things and you get a free drink or whatever.
There's those, and then there's like,
So
they're like fundraising type projects, but we don't necessarily need it to be a fundraising project. It could just be something that Teen Council puts together with local companies, and it's like on the website, and they just need to pull up the website on their phone and show the business and they get a discount, or, you know, so it was just a different way of looking at it that Teen Council could do just as a community benefit, not necessarily making money.
So is it sort of like passport for like adults?
Yeah.
But for teens, like a teen passport.
Yeah.
It's our teen passport. So that was just an idea of where maybe Teen Council next year can take that project. So if anybody wants to bring that back to the retreat next year.
Cool.
Passport.
Remember.
You'll stay in this form, ready for you guys to go.
All right. Thank you. 6.7 Art and Wind Festival Subcommittee Report. All right. Who wants to present it?
I can talk about it.
Cool.
So basically, we just talked about what kind of booth we wanted at the festival and where it would be. And right now, we decided, well, we have to run it by you guys, but like what we were talking about was putting it near the skate park, because that's where a lot of the teens that do come are gonna be hanging out. And also if we put it with like the rest of the kid stuff, if we want to do similar stuff, it may not make sense to like put it in the same place. But for our actual booth, we didn't know if we necessarily wanted to do like just pure exposure for teen council, or if we wanted to like get like traffic with activities. So we kind of found a middle ground where we'll have maybe like a wheel, and then if you like spin on something, it's like teen council like pens or stickers or whatever. Or we can do like a cornhole thing, because I think Jen said we have one of those already. And then there'll be like flyers for teen events as well as teen council on the table. And if we want to do activities, we came up with some like origami. And were there any others?
Oh, to have like, if you guys remember at Yak Attack, we all put our like fingerprints on that big thing. Paper and made fish?
Yeah.
Fish out of it.
I made a jellyfish.
We could do something similar for teens, like, so we all feel united and part of this.
That could be cool.
So something like collaborative where we can like hang it up in City Hall or
that'd be
one
cool.
of our community centers or something. So they talked about whether it be the city logo or the teen logo, and we could do the thumbprints or like using fabric somehow, or we can put it on a canvas or paper and we can laminate it. So there's different ways you can go about it. I was gonna ask, speaking of like giveaway items, I was gonna get some srteen.org pens that Teen Council could give away. And then I wasn't sure what else people would want, what teens would want. We talked about stickers, but my only fear with stickers is we're gonna find them all over the city. and I don't think city employees would like cleaning up city stickers. So, yeah, we'll have new sticker cleanup day.
The reason why
so I don't know if like magnets, like car magnets, is that cheesy? No,
but with stickers, it's because everybody puts them on their like water labs. Bottles and their laptops.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Lots of people do
you
that.
You guys really think they're not going to end up like on the back of street signs?
Well, also, like,
enough,
yeah, they have to be cute for sure. Like, also, if we're gonna be near the skate park, skaters put them on their board stickers.
Oh.
Yeah.
What is it, vintage?
I think you should have like an example. So, like, someone brings like a hydro flask and like,
this, like this is where it goes.
No, I'm actually being serious about it.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
No,
you have to advertise this. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think
maybe
people.
Maybe next year we can have a new team logo. We'll have to figure out a new logo. Because I don't know if people are going to want our current one as a sticker, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, would you guys put it on stuff? Well,
it's not bad.
Yeah, it's like the paint splotch, right?
Yeah.
It's a splatter. Something.
Yeah, it's cool.
Wait, it's not. See? It's vintage. It's probably 11 years old.
Well,
I
think
it's,
like,
it's
not finished
until
it's
20
then.
Oh. We got 9 more years out of it then. What about like hand sanitizer? Little hand sanitizer. Pencils?
I think pens more than pencils.
Yeah. Okay, so we'll definitely do pens.
Chapstick?
Keychains would be good.
I use
chapstick too.
Lanyards.
You guys aren't picky about the chapstick.
Could we do lanyards?
All right.
How much are
some?
They're expensive.
Rahul had the amazing idea of lanyards.
Can we do lanyards?
Lanyards, like the long lanyards or the short ones?
Whichever one is cheaper.
Yeah. whatever
the long ones.
Long ones.
Like that go around your neck?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, kids like hang them out of their pocket and like flop them, you know?
What about little pop sockets you put on the back of your phone? I don't think I saw someone doing that at an event. I don't know if it's like, we should make our own.
That's a good idea. I'd probably want that.
Like the
pop sockets.
Pop sockets are so expensive.
Okay. Hey, well, let's just do it for the teen council then, like.
Just
okay. Thank you. Yeah, we're gonna do. So they'll have origami, and we talked about putting the teen logo on it. So then it's like strategically placed. So when they fold the origami, you see the logo.
That'd be cool.
Also, like, you know how like the logo has like a bird on it?
Mm-hmm.
Like there's a really easy like crane that everyone is like the classic
yeah,
crane.
That's what they were saying.
Oh, okay.
Awesome.
Also, as she finishes it up, I'm going to pass around the sign up because we obviously need volunteers at the table.
So, Jen, I know that the city has two other booths. They were wondering if Teen Council could help man those two.
City does?
I think so, yeah. Commissioner Dorlick.
Teen Council at the commissioner's table?
I don't know. He said there's a booth and he wants Teen Council.
I think if you guys have your own booth, you wouldn't be present at the other one.
Okay.
We want you to focus on your own.
Just thought I'd put that out there.
If we didn't have one, then it would make more sense.
But, okay.
There are a lot of volunteer opportunities at Art and Wind Festival in the Kid Zone. There's especially needing volunteers in the Kid Zone. So if you guys sign up for this and want more hours, or you do one day and you want to do something else the other day, there's face painting and kite making in the Kid Zone that they need help with. So if you go onto your City Lights website, because you guys are all members, you can sign up that way for those shifts as well. And just tell your friends if they're around. I know it is finals weekend, but if you know people that want to volunteer, it doesn't have to be teens, it can be adults. There's tons of shifts coming up for that and Run Santa Moon. So.
All right. So I will now make the plea for volunteers for Art and Wind. Not just ask you, but I'm pleading with you, especially on Monday, we are hurting desperately because with the change of the final schedule, they start on Tuesday. I know afternoon on Sunday, the 2:30 to 6:30 shift or whatever, we have like zero people volunteering right now. If there's any way you can help us out, we'd greatly appreciate it.
You guys should send it out through the ambassadors too, because the middle school students don't necessarily have.
It's 13 and 13 or 14 and older.
Okay.
So it's not the younger ambassadors. So that would be what, 8th grade maybe?
This for this R?
No,
for
any
just
of the city.
General the event
itself.
Yeah.
And the ambassadors
sign
up on City
Lights? Yes.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, so just tell everyone you know.
And that's one thing that we will do for next year is track the ambassadors' hours through City Lights so that we actually recognize them as volunteers. So anything that they would do, we'll track their hours just like we track your hours.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then they'll get recognition just like you guys are being recognized tonight as city volunteers. We'll be able to recognize them as well.
Do you think they would ever move the Art and Wind Festival event to a different... No, or it's for Memorial, right?
Yes. Probably.
Yeah.
Right. But it's caught up to us now. Last year, we didn't see any dip in the volunteers,
mm-hmm.
probably because it caught people off guard. And now this year, we're hearing specifically, sorry, there's finals the next day.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's just something that we're going to have to figure out and somehow entice everybody to still volunteer.
Pop sockets.
By then it'll be something new.
Not the
loopy
tea
cake.
Or whatever.
Fidget spinners.
Yeah. All right. Moving on to 6.8, Teen Council Poetry Contest Subcommittee Report.
Okay, so I guess I'll start off. We basically went over the panel themes, prizes, and the criteria for the poetry contest. So
for like the panel who would like choose the winner of the contest, we thought like so I don't know it what exactly the Arts Advisory Council like recommended to us, but we thought it would like probably be best if like the poet laureate or the Arts Advisory Committee like reviewed the application, since like we aren't really qualified to judge like what's good poetry and what's not.
Mm-hmm.
And it would also give the program like some sense of credibility.
And then like for the prizes, we were thinking about the winners getting their poems presented at the Arts and Wind Festival. So we were planning on having two contests, like one earlier in the year, one later, to not like conflict with the Expressions Project. And then another prize would be to get to like collaborate with the San Ramon Poet Laureate, or like anyone locally who would be willing to like collaborate with them on like a poem. And then this could be posted in like the recreation guide. And then for other other submitted poems, we could send them to the schools to like display on their sites or wherever they wanted to.
I saw one, not, I don't know how feasible this is, but I saw one poetry winner for a teen council youth advisory group. They posted the winners on the side of the bus, like the city bus driving around. And so their poetry was like on, like displayed like hugely across the bus, which was really cool.
That's pretty cool.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So I remember at the previous meeting, we were talking about how there would be two poetry contests in a year. So we were kind of thinking about splitting up the themes for each contest. So the first one in the year would be separated based on age. So like the middle school and younger applicants, basically like elementary school, would basically talk about like how Sailor Moon can shape their daily life and who they are. Whereas for high school, they would be writing about teen issues in the Sailor Moon community. So it's like more Sailor Moon based. But for the second contest, we were thinking about just something that was, this is taken from the Expressions Project, persuasive, informative, and artistic about the Sailor Moon community. So it would just be for both age categories, and basically it would be cool if like, the middle school and younger applicants, as well as the high school applicants, could basically talk about the same thing for that contest. And for the application, in the previous minutes, there was an expressions application form. So we were just thinking to have that normal like name, age, grade, email thing, but also have like an optional description of the poem. So like for like the panel to like go over if they didn't quite understand it. And we were thinking that it could be emailed, and like not handed in person, but just like emailed at like a specified contest email. So we were thinking something like teenpoetry@sanremo.com.
Okay. We also can do the applications online now through a form. Mm-hmm. So they would be able to fill out the application and submit their poem at the like within the thing.
Okay.
So it makes it easier for them because it's all online now.
All right. So did you guys edit the Expressions Project application?
Yeah, so the Expressions Project basically had like a word limit and all of that stuff. So we kind of changed it. We, in the name of artistic integrity, we kind of changed it to be like, it should just be in 12-point font and it shouldn't exceed two normal size pages, like 8.5 inches by 11 inches. So like, they can go, like realistically, they're probably not gonna go over one page, but if they need to, they can go onto the second page.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just like, cause we're not trying to like screen out applications basically, but we're just trying to see how many people would like to apply as well as like not compromise their artistic integrity.
So do we have to take that application, send it to you to put on an agenda and then approve it for the next meeting, or how do we get it?
I think what I would do is what I would suggest you guys do is put together like a draft one in Word, and send it to me, and then we have it on file for next year's group to like hit the ground running. So like you might want to put together like a mock flyer or like publicity statement, the application, basically anything you guys are gonna wanna do with it. That way in August, when we have the retreat, we can like assign the task out, you know, and they have everything that you've put together. And you can share it, you can either email it to me or Google Docket.
Okay.
I don't know if this is important, but like we're learning poetry in class, and the size of the words is like sometimes crucial to like the meaning of the poem. So I don't know if like is the font like necessary.
Okay.
Because like there's like
individual sizes. Yeah.
Especially
when
you speak
to,
right?
That would really tie into like what Jen was saying about the classes and stuff, because like that would really showcase like the contrast and stuff. So maybe we could change it to just like not exceeding two pages.
In general, I don't think it's gonna
for a poem that
long. Yeah, and let me, and when you're doing the application, put a note on there about font size, like, and then I'll figure out how we can do that. Because that's not gonna work on the forms, but if they submit it as a PDF, I just have to see. So I'll research that.
Right. We may have to have an email in there.
Yeah, which is fine too.
All right.
Just make sure you give us all the information. Basically, everything that you guys just laid out, put it all in a package and make sure that we have it ready to go.
So,
that's a lot of good information you guys pulled together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Good job. For the Art and Wind Festival, are we opening that up for ambassadors to volunteer, or?
We can, but I think it's important that Teen Council's there because you guys are really pushing Teen Council and the ambassador program and things. So like right now, we don't have anybody for Monday afternoon.
Ambassadors.
Well, you can't. Do you want to stick ambassadors out there on their own representing you guys?
I'm kidding.
The hard part about putting ambassadors there is, hey, so what'd you do? We talk about stuff. So they don't have enough to say that.
They don't have the content. Yeah.
Right. So that's the hard part with that position, is it's still in development.
Yeah.
To where until it can be sold.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they can be there and like
be to the wheel.
Right.
Yeah.
Things like that.
Yeah.
But we still need like a bulk. So like if we can't get enough volunteers to do your guys' booth, then we're not going to be able to do the event. So just.
We're going to send this back around.
I think I can come because like I'm there both days for like a whole day because I'm in charge of a booth.
Oh.
But, like, I don't know like if I can do.
And
like
there that. Are people that aren't here, so I mean, I can ask them, but I guarantee they will.
You can make it mandatory.
You know, like maybe to combat the finals issue, I'm not sure how much the seniors feel about finals, but like,
what are finals?
Volunteer.
They don't have senioritis, do they?
Wait, so do you want to have at least one Teen Council person at each shift?
Oh, for sure.
If you need to, you can push people around, yeah.
Morning,
okay.
Do the two of the Monday evening.
Yeah, and you guys can. And it goes from 11 to 6, so it'll just be like cleaning up whatever items it is and throwing the bin in the community center. Like it shouldn't be too much setup cleanup. It'll just, I included that in the time. The event itself runs from 11 to 6. And there's tons of stuff going on there. There's lots of food booths and there's lots of arts and crafts and fun things. So it's not just, you know, going to this. It's a good opportunity to like wander around and like enjoy yourself.
Cool.
De-stress before you guys have.
That's what I was gonna say.
Wait, just a question. Could we possibly do like teen face painting?
Do you really think a teen's gonna watch our face painting?
Yes.
Yeah.
Really?
Would
you guys want your face painted?
I think it's some of the
I'm
teen
allergic
council
to
members.
Face.
Yeah, like,
what?
Organization.
I'm allergic to face paint.
Me too.
I don't know. I'm allergic to face paint too.
We can't discriminate.
That's why
we're not
teen
council.
I think we should definitely have.
I think what you guys came up with now is good, and really, this is gonna base. This is going to base what you guys are able to do in the future. You know, you guys really wanted, you know, to do this. So now it's like, okay, let's show the department that you guys can be present, have a table, be interactive with the community, and really prove yourselves as team council. Because that's what's going to help you get those future programs and those future events that you want so badly. So
I think the teen ambassadors should have like a little badge or maybe a shirt.
I don't think we could get them a shirt, but we could do like
you get a sticker. Yeah, exactly. Very official.
They'll be there helping you out. I have old Teen Council shirts that are probably really large. We can like white cup paint and basketball.
Nice. All right. Item 7, committee liaison reports. For this part. Can we keep it to teen relevant or big topics on the item? We don't need a play-by-play, you know. It happens.
You guys don't need to read through the minutes because we can all go access the minutes. Like, make sure that when you guys are doing your liaison reports, you're really keeping it relevant to Teen Council and what, I don't know, how it's going to affect you guys as Teen Council, or if there are big things that were really interesting that happened at the meeting. Those are always entertaining as well, but you know, we can always all go listen to the meetings online and stuff as well, so.
Yeah.
It is okay to say no report. Nothing, if nothing yeah. really happens or pertains to teens, say that as well.
All right. Okay, so 7.1 arts advisory.
Mika's not here, but she said that she would be providing a report that happened this month as well as the one that's going to happen
tomorrow,
next
week. I can do the report.
Oh, she said that you weren't there.
So. Yeah, I looked at the minutes. Basically, they just like, I couldn't make it that meeting, but basically, they just like welcome the new people to the arts advisory.
Okay, thank you. 7.2, Economic Development Advisory Committee.
So the meeting got moved to tomorrow, so I guess I'll just give it the next meeting.
Awesome, thank you. 7.3, Housing Advisory Committee. David's not here. Heidi, did he give you anything?
No,
I didn't. Okie dokie. 7.4, Library Advisory Committee.
No
reports. 7.5, Planning Commission.
The meeting got canceled.
7.6, Senior Advisory Committee.
So there is one interesting thing, in my opinion, that they really talked about, and they're going to be working on the history of the Senior Center. So they want to research and develop the history of the Acosta Center. So they're going to make like a board and put it up and have a bunch of like history, because some people know the history behind it, but a lot don't. So they're going to talk to like the historian, I think they said, and get some information and make a board so people can like look at it and learn more. Yeah.
Cool. Thank you. 7.7, Transportation Advisory Committee.
The meeting is this Thursday.
Cool. 7.8, Social Media Committee.
There is no meeting.
Cool. 7.9, Open Space Committee.
There wasn't anything really like pertaining to teens, so I guess no report.
We do have the Trails Challenge coming up.
Skip the Trails Challenge.
We do, the Parks and Community Service Department has the Trails Challenge coming up that we try and work with the Open Space Committee on. They kind of raise it too. They did have that trail walk.
Yes.
Yeah. So if you guys are interested in learning about your trails in Sandra Mountain, we do the Trails Challenge every year. It's on the website. And we have the hashtag SRTrails, so if you guys are ever out hiking, you can use the hashtag, and it kind of relates back to all of that. You get a free shirt and all kinds of stuff, so you can register through the Parks Department. So, participate.
Yay. Wonderful way to see the beautiful open space, Santa Road. The one we did on Sunday, it was great. We hiked to the ridge, and literally it was like a 360 view of Santa Road, so it was very, very nice.
It is fun to like go out and see things. I mean, I grew up here. I've been here forever. And I'm on the committee, and I went out and did my trail last week, and it like really puts you out into the community of places you haven't been. I may have gotten lost a few times, eventually made it. But it's a good way to kind of explore and get outside and do something different, you know, especially in your community, you feel like there is nothing to do. There's actually a ton, so.
Cool. Okie dokie. 7.10, Parks and Community Services Commission. So I don't know if you guys know about the Crow Canyon Gardens. I know like lots of people take super artsy pictures there and like, you know.
Pictures?
Yeah, exactly. That's where I went last year.
Photo permit.
Yeah, so that was the big deal because it used to be owned by the city, and then it wasn't, and then it was again, and then there's this whole big thing where there was a Mud's restaurant, and they were using the locally grown vegetables, and there were like dishes, and lots of stuff. Anyway, so basically, they're looking into a public-private partnership, which is where these like really like rich people are like, hey, we'll give you the money, but we wanna put a preschool, like a business on the land, but we wanna keep it so you're able to grow your own plots too. And they're like saying all this like cool stuff. They're gonna like put a gazebo or like, I don't know. They were like saying archways of like plants, and they were like, we're gonna fix this so it doesn't sink. And I was like, wow, this sounds really cool. Yeah, exactly. So all this stuff, they were like, we got you, but then they're like,
oh, like, I don't know, does it come with a price? Like, what are they getting out of it? It wasn't very clear, like, how the partnership would necessarily work. So in the end, they decided to keep that as an option, but look more into it, because the Parks Commission is going to do a master plan. So they're gonna look into it with that, keeping the options open. They did approve the teen council members for the 2018-19 term, so that is exciting. They did a cricket update about all the fields and how the maintenance is going and the appreciation for it in the San Ramon community. And I think it'd be really cool if teen council got iPads, because you know at the meeting, it's like, you like click to vote and it just makes it so much easier, so I don't have to do like math about like, you know, who's here and who's not. And it like shows the agenda. We don't have to like kill trees. I think it'd be really beneficial.
We can do the live polling, and I actually did create one today, but I could not get it to accept text answers. So we have that option of live polling that we could utilize. Yeah. So I keep every month trying to show you guys, and it just is not happening. last month the internet wasn't working. This month the internet is working. But I couldn't get the text number to work. So that was a bummer. But I am going to show you guys eventually. and I have thought about that. So today I was going to ask you guys like, what types of items you want to see. And so as you're texting your stuff, it pops up immediately onto the screen. So I think there's a bunch of different ways we can utilize that. It's just finding the different avenues you want to explore.
And that was it. Okay, 7.11, City Council Representative, second Tuesday of the month.
No report.
Okay, fourth Tuesday of the month. Amrita, did Raj give you anything?
No, he didn't give me anything.
Okie dokie. 7.12, Bike Master Plan, Subcommittee.
So, there's no more future meetings, so we can take that off the list. But nice. I guess a little update on it is, after our final meeting, they sent out a link to like everyone asking for like last minute inputs, and that's done. So hopefully it'll get totally approved by the city soon, and then it'll start all the construction like hopefully soon in the upcoming years.
Cool, thank you. Item 8, staff report, 8.1, Parks and Community Services Department updates.
All right, so as I sent you guys out, it is Volunteer Appreciation Day for the Teen Council.
That was so sad.
Yeah. You guys know that this week is National Volunteer Week. So all of the different committees and volunteer groups are getting recognized in different ways. That's why Commissioner Kennison Lee came and thanked you guys. And I know I have something. I'm sure Renee has something as well. But I just wanted to let you guys know that we appreciate everything that you do. Teen Council every year logs over 1,000 hours of volunteer service in their community. So not only what you guys do with Teen Council, but also what you guys are doing at your schools and the hospitals and with all of the youth in San Ramon, mentoring and teaching instruments and all kinds of stuff. So it's amazing. I know you guys probably love filling out all those forms, but I really do read through them and see what you guys do every month. And it's impressive because I know you guys are so busy. I was a teen once, a long, long time ago, and I did not do nearly as much as you guys did. So I'm always impressed with what you guys do and all your hard work and dedication and the schools you end up going to and everything that you do. So I appreciate everything that you have done this year. It may not seem like a lot, but everything that you guys advised the Parks and Community Services on this year is huge for us as programmers. I speak from experience overseeing the teen programs once upon a time, and teens are hard to program for. I mean, it's definitely changed. There's a lot more participation lately with teen programs, and there's definitely, like, you see it amping up. But what you guys do and let us know is huge. Not every community has a group of students that is as dedicated as you guys are to your community. So thank you. We do have a gift for you guys. We'll make sure you guys eat more stuff. And I think Renee wanted to say something.
Yeah, absolutely do. You know, I have to echo first Commissioner Fitz-Lee as well as Jennifer and what you guys have done. I've been very, very fortunate to be the liaison the past 4 years, and every year this group totally amazes me on what you do, how you work together, how you banter, and how you grow as a group. You are an integral part and valuable part of the community, so I want to thank you for your time, your hours, and your dedication. What I have is just something small, unfortunately, so I brought the healthy part, the cuties earlier. Now it's the non-healthy part. I don't know if you guys like the little panda guys. And guys, gotta stay with a little education too, so some bookmarkers here.
Nice.
The bookmarkers, I just want to read what they say, because to me, it represents this group as well. One act of kindness won't change the world, but it may change one person's world. By doing simple acts of kindness for others, we can't help but lift ourselves up too. A simple act of kindness can make a tremendous impact on a person's life. Kindness is doing what you can where you are with what you have. So that's the bookmarkers. And then I'd also just want to close with a quick poem, if I might. Valuable is the work you do. Outstanding is how you always come through. Loyal, sincere, and full of good cheer. Untiring in your efforts throughout the year. Notable are the contributions you make. Trustworthy in every project you take. Eager to reach your every goal. Effective in the way you fulfill your role. Ready with a smile like a shining star. Special and wonderful, that's what you are. So thank you very much for your time, your dedication to yourselves, to other teens, and to the city, and to the staff members. So thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We love your annual poems.
I'll give you a big round of applause. Excellent.
Okay, step up and eat next year.
Thank you.
Oh my goodness, this is so cool.
Is this a laptop, please?
No. Are you crazy?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Oh. Yeah, you can put your laptop in there.
Like Christmas.
Questions with regards to what City Commissioner mentioned about the Crow Canyon Garden project. Just so you know, there's a couple by the name of Serrant who are offering money to help with the creek that is falling apart, pretty much. And what they want to do is what Commissioner Lee mentioned is to put a school in, have vegetables there. So what the commissioner's task was is to see if we would consider a private public partnership. And that was our role that night, was to say, yes, that would be something that would be interested in learning and hearing more about. Not that that would happen, but to learn more about. And the commissioners did not feel that we had enough information on the Serrant's overall intentions. So I just wanted to kind of clarify that.
Thank you.
Also, Jenna had mentioned the master plan update, and I'm actually working on that committee. So the Parks and Community Services Department is working with Public Services, and we have a contractor that we'll be working with and bringing in to do an evaluation of current services and current facilities. So they'll go throughout San Ramon and look at the parks, the different facilities that we have, what they currently have within them. Is there anywhere we can improve upon? We'll do a number of community outreach meetings, which I'm sure Teen Council would be a huge part in next year. And that's where community members will be able to come and see, you know, voice what they want to see in their community, really look at the plan throughout the whole process, and things like that. So that's something I'll be able to give you guys more info on. We really just went through the process of selecting the company, so we'll get really gearing towards it during summer and kind of fall.
So for like the bike master plan, would we have a subcommittee for this or no?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
But I think it'll be important that teens come out to the community meetings and things, so.
Okay.
I think what can happen is probably the next news chair, or if it happens next month too, they can just advertise it to us, and then we can go on our own.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and if we do, like, we talked about different, like, community pop-up events or different things, not events, but, like, being present out in the community, so people learn about the process and the plan and what we're doing. That might be something that team council can be present at or help or do whatever, but I'll definitely give you guys updates as we go through it.
Thank you.
Anything else? I think with the department, we have our summer camps. We're all gearing up for summer, as I'm sure you guys are. So if you guys know anybody that needs camps or programs or anything, we have the two aquatic facilities and different programs and rec swims. We have camps throughout all of our parks as well if you have younger siblings. And we'll have tons of volunteer opportunities throughout San Ramon during the summer. So if you guys are bored sitting at home, go volunteer. And we have Run San Ramon coming up on July 4th, which is really fun. If you guys are around in town, I definitely encourage you guys to volunteer or just participate. You don't have to run, you can walk. I think it's 80s theme this year, right? No, did we not?
No, there's no rule. I mean, there's a Michael Jackson tribute music going on later in the day. But you know, we're not going to do that.
And then obviously there's our wind festival coming up that you guys are aware about. Sheep shearing day is going to be at the farm. That is really fun if you've never checked it out. It's over at Forest Home Farms by Pine Valley. And so they'll shear all the sheep and but if you guys want to check that out, that's going on too.
Shear sheep.
And that's all I got.
All right, thank you. Item 9, committee members' items and announcements. Does anyone have anything?
I know this is kind of like weird after all of like this amazing stuff, but I had a quick question. I overheard someone talking about how I was like in a classroom and some kid was complaining about how he like rented out a park or some part of a park, but with the change in the website, they lost like everything, and now whatever event that they had planned for, I have no idea when, has to be moved to a later time because the city has no like a record of them having rented this park, so they like had to push the event because they didn't have the park at that time. So I was gonna ask if there was anything they can do about that.
They would need to talk to the facility staff, which it sounds like they've already done because they know they need to move it. But really the website transition, I don't see where, because we're still using the same registration, so our eConnect is the same. So that does our registration and our facility rentals. So that would not have, nothing transitioned with that. It was just the base of our website. But I would encourage them to reach out to the facility staff. And if they're having communication issues with that staff person, they can reach out to a manager.
Is that a double book or a lost reservation?
Yeah, I would take their confirmation. They would have received a confirmation or a receipt from the initial booking. So they should just take that. And if they're having communication issues, they can reach out to me. But it's a bummer. Also, I forgot to mention, so it's a good announcement. We had Shannon and Trudy. Shannon and Trudy were recognized at the city council meeting the other night.
Yay!
As volunteers. Also, they represented King Council, so I just wanted to thank them. That was a fun meet and greet, hopefully, and got to get
they like the city council.
We were just worried about how small talk with adults.
Well, Keith was there, right?
Yeah, Keith
was there. Yeah, I was there. I know, it's only him.
Adam was there, hopefully.
Yeah, you were there too.
Jenna, did you go?
No.
Parks Commission?
Jenna's mom was there.
Yeah.
I assumed all the commissioners. So thank you guys for representing Teen Council. That's all mine.
All right. Thank you. Does anyone help have anything they wanted to add? No? Okay. Item 10, adjournment. The next meeting will be held on May 15th, 2018 at 6:30 p.m. at the Doherty Station Community Center. It's adjourned at 8:16.
Yay!